GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The black boxes have been located following the helicopter plane collision over the Potomac River that left 67 people dead. That is, President Trump continues to blame the Biden administration for the Washington, D.C. crash that happened in the first days of his presidency. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
President Trump is claiming without any evidence that Democrats' diversity programs are to blame for the tragedy. But Trump also acknowledged he doesn't know if the air traffic controllers made any mistakes. Former President Biden's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. When it's dry and windy, the risk of wildfires increases. And while January may not be peak wildfire season in Wisconsin, a line starting at the top of Door County and the northern edge of Brown County, all the way across the state and then southward towards the Illinois border, has been classified as a moderate fire risk by the DNR. Usually the ground would be covered in snow, but warmer days and the second driest January on record make conditions prime for a spark from a motor or a cigarette to cause a fire. There have been several fires this week in northeast Wisconsin. 12 acres burned in Suamico. A grass fire between Highway 172 and Interstate 41 was caused by a motor vehicle accident. And there was a brush fire in Calumet County on Wednesday morning. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to exercise caution when using recreational vehicles in dangerous winter conditions. According to the DNR, there have already been two fatal UTV crashes and one fatal snowmobile crash this year, two of which occurred on frozen bodies of water. Officials are reminding riders that ice is never completely safe in any conditions, and they should check with local organizations for updated information, bring proper clothing and equipment, and avoid traveling in unfamiliar areas. Tomorrow is Election Day. For the new chair of the Democratic National Committee, that is. WISDEM's chair, Ben Wickler, is one of the front runners. The other names at the top of the list are Minnesota Democratic chair Ken Martin and former Maryland governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has the endorsements of a handful of Democratic governors, and that could take him over the top, especially if the representatives in their states follow their governor's leads. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach, is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, mostly sunny skies, cooler with a high near 37, a bit breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 19. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, highs in the low 30s, and you'll still notice the breeze. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What do you know about Black History Month? Stories past and present on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Also a Green Bay woman's unique way of sharing history with the kids.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back. I'm not going to be able to concentrate for several hours because of that cart trick that I just did with Gizmo. I have no idea how that just happened. There isn't such a thing as real magic. I understand that. But that's got to be the closest thing to it.
No, that's real magic.
That's
right?
Real magic. That was something, wasn't it?
Again, he's just so quick. He can go from talking about theater, the characters, do magic, and then come back with a one-liner when Jim said, "What if I would have chosen three?" And he goes, "But you didn't." Or what if I would have chosen?
He shut you down in a hurry.
But even
I don't know.
You put the stacks together.
I did it.
Yeah, I thought if he'd done it, I'd have been watching him.
Oh well, he's got one in his palm or whatever,
or he's got it laid out properly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
But I laid them out
twice, really, because you took the first half, and then you laid them out in three stacks, and there was the same numbers that Mark and I thought of.
And it came out to my birthday.
Right. If you're listening to this later on, you'll be able to go to the Mino and the Mayor Facebook page and actually watch the video. I got a close-up of it on the camera, so you can actually see the cards being turned over, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And you can see Mino's head just, like, exploding.
Yeah. I was, like, in shock. I almost did, like, when I turned over that, and it's like, wow. That's good stuff.
He did, though. The only thing I will say, he did talk you into the ace.
Well, yeah. A little higher, the low part.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, Jim, introduce our special guest.
So we talk a lot about the nonprofit organizations in Greater Green Bay, and they're all to raise money because that's how they do their all the good they do in Greater Green Bay. So there's a big event coming up for the new community shelter, I should say. And it's February 3rd through the 9th, so that's right around the corner, and it's called Super Bowl.
Right.
And we have
S-O-U-P-E-R.
Shannon, you are with us. You've been here a few times.
You even
co-hosted when Johnny was, I think, deer hunting or something.
I know, so it's nice to actually see John.
I'm looking around to see what kind of bad butt vehicle you drove in with today.
Oh, I had to park in the back. You guys got a lot of people here today.
But you always drive. How many cars do you guys have?
Too many.
How many?
And it's
honestly,
how many classic cars?
Oh, we only have like two.
Okay. I thought you had like six or something.
No, my husband's kind of toned it down a little
bit.
But
over the years, you've had bunches of classic cars.
A ton.
Wow.
But yeah, we have at least, I think, six in our driveway right now.
Oh my gosh.
My mother does live with me, so one of them is hers.
Okay.
But since we have a lot of guests today, right? Because we got this quartet coming in, and that's four.
If you don't know, we got a barbershop quartet coming in
a
few minutes.
Fantastic.
But that's
they're bedazzled.
But just think, $22 a car, big day for the city.
Big day for the city.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yep.
Tell us about the Super Bowl.
Well, first I also want to say, John, your hair looks amazing.
You're making fun of me.
It looks good.
That's nice.
It looks fine. And I love your shoes.
Thank you.
Jeez.
You can come back anytime.
I know. I guess I'm the guy that's going to sit out next time.
Absolutely.
All right. So starting on Monday, February 3rd, And continuing through the actual Super Bowl on Sunday, February 9th, we are hosting the 12th annual Super Bowl.
I become kind of a connoisseur in making soup.
I've heard.
Yes. Yeah. I could make you some for this if you want.
Well, you should.
Because Nikki gave me a big pot.
You should be in our contest.
Well,
I might be.
We've got the real deal.
Wow.
Yes, we have, okay. I believe it's 16 different restaurants and businesses that are participating this year. So each time you go into one of these places, and when you purchase soup, a portion is going to come right back to the New Community Shelter. How easy is that?
That's fantastic.
Do you have to tell them?
No, you don't have to tell them.
Because we did that one thing with Panera.
Right.
And I said to the guy, look, you have to tell them there because we want to make sure that...
Nope, this is all automatic.
All right, so...
And some great restaurants.
Our new... Next week, I heard if you eat soup all week, that's really good for you.
That's why I'm becoming a soup chef. There's a term for that. I can't think of what it is. A guy that specializes in soup.
Amazing.
All right.
I mean, you can't go wrong with soup. So we have basically De Pere, Green Bay, Suamico. So if any of your favorites are on here, please go visit and help them out to help us out. So we have Sidekicks, Bar and Grill, Super Day, Rustique, The Pancake Place, The Bay Family Restaurant, Oak Street Cafe, Not By Bread Alone, The Abbey, Festival Food Locations in Green Bay, De Pere, and Suamico.
That's great.
Hilly
they
Haven.
They make good soup.
They do. Yeah,
they make good soup. That broccoli cheese soup is phenomenal. Soup.
We also have Stadium View, Nicolet Restaurant, Hey Soup Sister, The Booyah Shed, Euro Kebabs, and The Depot.
What was that one?
Hey Soup Sister?
What's that?
Hey Soup, they specialize in soup. They are amazing people, and they have amazing soup.
Who put together this list?
Two sisters?
Did you do
Correct.
This?
Correct.
No, I
think it's a mother and a daughter, I'm pretty sure.
No, but this whole list, those are great restaurants taking part.
And I think that says a lot about the New Community Shelter, that these people support you, and look, they could give you a check, but...
Right.
And they do,
I mean,
but
here,
this is pretty cool.
It's kind of a win-win, so, you know... We have people that, you know, follow the New Community Shelter and are very interested in what we do. So they go out and then buy stuff from these restaurants, and that helps them out, is then helping us out, which, you know, we love to partner with the community because the community is so huge in helping us.
I think this is great. So do you have a favorite? I mean, you've been doing this for many, many years.
No, because I love
John?
Them all.
Oh, yeah, you like them all. Soup? You have to. Yeah, is there a place here that where you've had their soup and you think it's awesome?
I've had it at Bay Family. I've had it at Stadium View.
How about the Depot?
Had it at Festival Foods.
The Depot was on.
Nicolet Restaurant, I've had it. The Abbey, I've had it.
Yeah.
I've had it at a lot of these places.
And it's all amazing.
And
I've never heard of Hey Soup Sister.
Me either.
And it's a restaurant that specializes in soup?
Yeah.
I would love to try that.
You should. And like I said, the owner's amazing.
Cool.
So nice. Everyone that I worked with is awesome, and they're always so excited to be a part of this.
And then right across the river here, we can walk over there to the Depot.
Right.
Right.
Would
try that.
Chili be considered this?
So at Euro Kebabs.
Because I'm gonna back up. I've probably had chili at 99%. Because normally when I go to a restaurant, I always get chili.
I think that's a really good question.
I don't know specific, but at Euro Kebabs, it's 100% of the chili sales for that week.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Well, those are two places we're going. The Depot and Euro Kebabs.
And then Festival Food. So it's from their hot bar. Or their cold bar, they're donating back per pound of soup that you buy. So any one of their prepackaged soups goes towards this.
Off the deli.
Off the deli.
That's cool.
And they have tons of choices.
All right, we're going to remind people next week. And then I asked you to have somebody bring in a sample every day. Is that going to happen?
I'm working on it. So far we have, I do have the Bay coming in on Friday to bring you guys some soup.
And I bet you they sell a lot of soup.
Yes.
At Bay Family.
They have kind of this to-go, take-out little thing with
soups.
You just
grab in the back.
You know what? Yes. That is a can't-miss place.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what you're going to get. It's going to be good service. It's going to be good food. It's going to be very inexpensive. Those kind of places, I hope, live forever.
And I think they will. I go there on the first Saturday of every month, kind of like a little bit of a...
Oh, there you
go there on a Saturday between August and December, and I bet three-quarters of people are there from the UP.
Well, And there's a lot of Packer people.
Fans, a Packer. That's like the go-to place for you personally come down. Because they've been doing it since the 60s.
And their price point's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? But so I'll be there tomorrow morning.
It's
for
just
breakfast.
A great way to, try out. If you're like, I've never been to some of these places. Hey, now's the time.
You know, that And like you said, it's a win-win. I mean, it's great for the new community shelter because we need the money. But, you know, I don't know if you just go have soup. You may have a sandwich, too. And then
I'm not going to go and just eat soup.
Right.
That's going to be my appetizer.
Right.
I still got dessert and a meal. All
right, what about if they order lobster bisque?
That's soup.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I would, because I believe.
That's from Seinfeld. Remember the soup Nazi?
Oh, yeah. No soup for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Festival. I know Festival does have like a lobster bisque. They have.
And Not By Bread alone has great
por
soup.
Por favor, I would like the lobster bisque. Por favor, adios amigos.
Yeah, Not By Bread alone. They have amazing other things.
You got that, Todd?
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah. No, Not By Bread alone has good soup.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic they have great soup. Yep.
And their bread. She's got that bread with the sausage
that's why,
in it.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to probably go there because they do have that great bread.
Exactly.
I want to try.
Last year, Not By Bread alone actually took first place.
Really?
I would kind of believe that.
Okay, so I'm reading this about Hey Soup Sister. Customized soups with a variety of protein, veggie, bean, and grain options in a relaxed setting. So it sounds like very healthy soup.
Well, let's go anyway.
Okay.
Super Day also. She's got tons of different like detox soups.
There's a pecan pie for dessert.
Right. This is great. And, you know, it's going to be a little cooler next week. It's kind of a soup week, you know, terms of.
Well, and it's like hot dogs and brats. It's going to be one of those things like, oh, what do I cook for dinner? And you're like, oh,
Let me read some of the soups at Hey Soup Sister, okay?
Okay.
African peanut, barbecue potato, black bean lentil, Cajun potato, carrot ginger. I mean, these are like really unique soups.
Yeah.
I like this.
What's playing?
Somebody's phone in there has something on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mine. Yeah.
I do have your audio. Okay. Here, just really quickly.
Yeah.
Gazpacho, por favor.
Por favor.
I'm part Spanish.
Adios, muchacho.
Hi. Kramer gave me the armoire, and it is so beautiful. I mean, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
You? If I knew it was for you, I never would have given it to him in the first place. I would have taken a hatchet and smashed it to pieces. Now, who wants soup? Next, speak up!
I still have to watch that wherever it's on, Seinfeld. I just have to watch it. If it's on, I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Just have to.
That's, yeah.
It was still one of those shows that just holds up. Yeah. What else got going on, Shannon?
Oh, I mean, this is our big thing right now, which is super exciting. Super. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
We will be on Channel 5 with your great friends, Lisa and Malene.
Oh, awesome.
Next week, each day, we're going to be featuring a restaurant. So
you're going on every day?
Well, I go on Monday, and then I'm the cheerleader for the restaurants the rest of the day.
Gotcha.
This is awesome. And look, the new community shelter, you know, like I said, many nonprofits need this support, but there's other things they can support. We will always take a donation of clothing. We'll always take a donation of money, obviously, or donation of your time.
Exactly. So if you want to, you know, see what we're all about.
Well, I told Jim, I want to take care of your veterans.
I love that.
I talked yesterday about that, you know, because somebody who just really focuses on veterans. So.
And Dennis Peters' mom here, she gave us those quilts for veterans.
Yeah, right. I think they're
phenomenal.
Yeah.
Okay, really good stuff.
Please come by.
Absolutely. All right. Give yourself a plug.
Give myself a plug.
Yeah, well,
New Community Shelter, you know.
Check out New Community Shelter, www.newcommunityshelter.org, or check us out on Facebook.
Outstanding. Right. Best of luck with this. Sounds like a great time.
Thank you.
I will definitely take part in contributing by going to great soup places next week.
I appreciate that.
You got it. When we come back, we're going to be talking Barbershop Quartet live and in person, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Hey,
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Landon Jones could make his type of art anywhere, but he chooses to stay in Northeast Wisconsin, where he's making a name for himself through his Green Bay company, Respect. He recently took a leap and created a commercial for Doritos.
It's called That's Bold. I was sitting on the couch, I was eating some Doritos, I just had one in my hand, I was looking at it. I just try and think of different scenarios playing out. You know, I'm just enjoying this whole process, even in this competition.
A competition leading Landon to the top 25 out of thousands. And a possibility his ad could air during the Super Bowl. His story supports make art where your heart is. And for him, that's home. Until next time, I'm Terry Vaughn.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
I'm so obsessed. My heart is bound to be right out my untrimmed chest. I believe in you like a virgin, your Madonna, and I'm always gonna want.
Todd's playing some upbeat kind of Friday music.
It's really not barbershop. So, it's great music.
So this is the song is Hey Soul Sister, and we were talking about Hey Soup Sister.
Yep.
Right.
See how that ties in. See, we're not.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm going through their menu. There's some stuff there I just really love to try.
We're going to. I mean.
Okay. Let's. You know what we should do next week? We should go
every day.
Every day and have soup with the proceeds going to the community shelter.
All right.
We got to find out if the chili is considered.
That.
It should be, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because okay. Under soups on the menu, that's where chili is.
Right.
It's not like under. All right. If anybody doesn't give us the commission on chili.
Yeah, look out.
We'll raise a little cane.
Dennis will raise some cane.
We're just talking about that on the way here. Chili is a soup.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in the soup group, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. How you doing, my brother?
Fantastic, brother. How
okay,
you guys
good.
Doing?
You got good hair today.
Must have been something I ate.
Something. You got very good hair.
Maybe I got toothpaste stuck in there. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, give some of whatever you ate to John.
Yeah. Been there. Jim, you take this and run with it here.
Well, Dennis, though, award-winning musician, best in the state, vocals, and his band. So, and we brought in an interesting combination of music. Usually we have acoustic guitar or electric violin, but here it's just four guys that sing harmony, barbershop harmony. So, Royal, you're the spokesperson. Welcome.
Thank you, Jim. And nice to be on.
Royal's the spokesman. Royal, how long have you guys been singing together?
Oh, boy, we've been singing, I would say, as Jukebox, probably for about 12 years or so. But we've been singing together in different combinations and so on long before that.
Yeah. That's the thing with barbershop. You guys kind of mix it up a little bit. You might sing with this chorus or this choir, and then not choir, this chorus and then this barbershop quartet.
Right.
And you do something special for Valentine's Day. We're going to talk more about that. But what do you guys do for Valentine's Day?
Well, for Valentine's Day... Les and I are current members of the Fox Valley's Barbershop Chorus.
And that's out of Appleton.
Yeah, out of Appleton.
And
yes.
They're award winning, right?
And,
did you guys pick up
yes.
some hardware?
Oh yeah. Yes. And the Appleton Chorus sends out quartets on Valentine's Day. We will be one of them. And what they do is they go out and have a quartet sing to people who hire us, and the cost is $40.
And they can send you guys to the girl to a girlfriend.
Yeah, we come in, we give them a long stem red rose, and they get two love songs from us.
How romantic!
And then they get a personalized card and also a picture with the quartet. And that's
$40.
All for $40. Yeah.
Jeez. And how does that work if I want to book a quartet to go sing to, I don't know, my secretary, my wife, whatever. When okay. do we make reservations now?
Okay, yeah. Here's what you do. I have we have one man in our chorus. His name is Richard Statt, and he does all the arranging for this. So his number is area code 920-734-9495. Again, 920-734-9495.
Right, we're going to talk about that again. Yep. Okay, and that's pretty cool. And you guys are there for what? 7-8 minutes.
Whatever it takes to sing two love songs and
get the roles and
get the picture and all that. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Hey, okay, I don't mean to undercut you, but I'll do it for 20. Oh, I'll show up and I'll sing a love song.
Maybe we could add you to the group, John.
Yeah, actually, but then if the quartet comes, it would be 80. So that's not that good of a deal. Hey, Royal, tell me about a lot about the industry. I mean, how is barbershop doing? You know, you see these ebb and flow of country music and then the blues, but then you have some stuff, the rap that kind of comes and then goes away, and some stuff doesn't come back. Where are you guys at as an industry?
Yeah, well, we're holding our own. Actually, from the time that I started, I'm in my about 59th year of this now that I've done it. And at the time, we had in the society, I think about over 30,000, and I'm not sure exactly where it's at now. It's much less than that.
30,000 what?
But members. Of the Barbershop Harmony Society.
It's still Society.
Spebsqua?
Yeah, okay, when I joined, it was called Spebsqua, as some say. It was the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
Dennis, do you have a group like that in your society?
That's a lot. I can't even breathe that long, much as say anything like that.
Growing up, we had that Spebsqua all over the house.
Oh, yeah. And now...
What's a Spebsqua?
That's the association. It'd be like the
Society
Packers.
For the Preservation.
Oh, that's the acronym.
It's an acronym.
Yep, I got to get an idea.
Yes.
Something like a disease, now we're called something the barbershop. Like the doghead all over the house. Get Spebsqua all over the house.
They call them Yetis for short.
Yes.
We're called the Barbershop Harmony Society right. now. Much nice. Simpler.
And I'm encouraged by some of the efforts that you're making to get more youth involved. I know you did something at East High School a few years ago. And
yes.
You didn't pay the kids, but you guys came and trained them and then I think bought them lunch or something.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on, and Bill can probably tell you more about what the Manitowoc chapter is doing. Bill is a member of the Manitowoc chapter, and they're doing some. Maybe he can tell you something about that later. But yes, the society is trying to encourage young people to get involved, and the Fox Valley Airs in Appleton are doing that. As a matter of fact, we have a new director now. He's actually... although he's probably only 30-some years old, he's been a member for 14 years. He joined right out of high school. And he is our new director and doing a great job with the Fox Valley Airs. And we've got a lot of young men in our group. And we'll have on our show coming up, I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Go ahead.
Coming
I got to ask you a quick question. You guys going to perform live for us, right? Today?
Yeah. Oh,
right
sure.
Here in the studio?
Oh, sure.
Can Dennis have a part?
Are you kidding me? Cheaper. Come on now.
Is that a yes?
What's nice about barbershop is you can be anywhere and break out in song. It's just a pitch pipe. The only thing you carry is one little pitch pipe, and that's it. And you guys might not even need that after 12 years. Yeah. But you can start in the right key.
Yeah, any barbershoppers throughout the society, they learn certain songs, which we call polecats. And so when we get together at a convention or whatever, we get any four guys together. Hey, bass, lead? Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's
what do you think I would be?
Sing. I don't know, John.
I think bass.
A little bass. Okay.
He'd be off key.
Hey, we'll have to try it out after.
Rolling on the river.
Oh, John, you're signed up.
Thank you.
It's the first job he's gotten. He's been looking, so I don't know about that.
All right, we got to set it up break.
All right, this is a good quartet.
Is this you?
I'm sorry.
Is this you?
It's my dad.
That is not Jim and Bill's dad.
Yeah.
The Schmidt brothers.
Wow.
They were good.
They were the best. That vibrato was perfect as a four.
That's in a family of four, awesome.
Four brothers.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. You can help brighten February for Wisconsin veterans, but you've got to get on it today. Savannah Tomei Olson explains how.
If you'd like to send Valentines to veterans, today is the deadline to get them in the mail. For the third year, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is hosting this program where people can send Valentines to show their appreciation to veterans for their service. They'll then be distributed to vets across the state. Last year, people sent 28,000 Valentines to Wisconsin veterans. That's so many that just organizing them all for distribution is a big effort. And these cards weren't just from people in the Badger State. They were from all over the country. They'll be given out at the veterans' homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union. And for the first time this year, they'll also be given to the folks at the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove.
If you'd like to participate, we've got the address where you can send your Valentines at WGBW.FM. They ask, please don't include any candy or treats. The record-breaking temperatures throughout northeast Wisconsin yesterday will have no effect on several activities planned on Lake Winnebago this weekend. The Otter Street Fishery at Miller's Bay will go on as planned Saturday, and the Wisconsin Stern Searing Association Regatta is on this weekend in Fond du Lac. Organizers are reminding people, however, to be aware of changing ice conditions, and remember, no ice is ever 100% safe. Goodyear is celebrating a century of its famous blimps by bringing two of them to EAA AirVenture 2025 in July. Goodyear's first blimp took to the sky in 1925. Goodyear has been a part of the aviation event in Oshkosh since 1971 with their last appearance in 2021. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think OJ did it, including OJ. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, OJ Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, mostly sunny skies, cooler with a high near 37, a bit breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 19. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, highs in the low 30s, and you'll still notice the breeze. Right now, it's 30.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recuses from the Act 10 case. Also, Wisconsin GOP lawmakers seek to require public schools to display In God We Trust. Will that stop school shootings?
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. That's our favorite time of the week, brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor, who celebrated their one-year anniversary the other day. They are phenomenal, folks. Go on down and enjoy a great, great meal at Heights Pub and Parlor.
I got an email from Brian last night.
Yeah.
And he said, we would be normally down, because normally they come down for the segment.
Yeah.
And he says, we're a little worn out from all the festivities this week, so he's taking a little time off.
Oh, that was great. Yep. What a great time. Yep. Most hospitable people you'll ever find in your
great
life.
Great food, and 217 Washington Street, yep. Right downtown.
By the way, talk about music, Troy Hines and the 57s. Troy Hines and the 57s and the 57s will be performing at Mackinac's Saturday night.
Another great place, right?
Great. Oh, yeah. Great Americana music. Troy Hines and the 57s. Well, Jim, you do the first introduction, then you can throw it to Dennis.
All right. So we have great music that comes in here every Friday, like Johnny said, sponsored by Heights. But today we brought in a barbershop quartet. I know a little bit about that. My dad sang in a quartet. He started when he was 20, so obviously before I was around. And it became international champions, and one of those genes went with my brother, who's singing in this quartet. But Dennis, ask him a little bit about barbershop, and we'll listen to some music.
I just cannot believe how wonderful you gentlemen are dressed today. What a bunch of dapper dandies, as they would say. Could you go ahead?
Yeah, just the 50s, 60s. And back, we were going around. We go to...
Get closer to Mike, Bill.
We go to different... assistant living places and stuff, senior living, and we were performing there quite a bit, at different times, and the nurses would come up after and say, she hasn't moved in like a while, she's tapping her foot and stuff. And we started with this 50s and 60s. They just loved it, so we thought that's what we're going to do. So we got 50s and 60s music and came up with our uniforms.
It's and what's beautiful. The name, I love it. The name of your group?
Jukebox.
Barbershop 50, quartet.
Too, right? Absolutely. Right. I love it. Yeah. For a beautiful time. So what would you guys like? First of all, like, introduce yourselves if you would.
And step right up to the mic.
Les Hahnemann. I'm in the baritone.
I'm Royal Ollenbrook, the bass.
Bill Schmidt, the lead.
Frank Guthrod, the tenor.
All right.
That's the highest.
And resident comedian.
Yeah. That was the funny guy.
At least he's trying.
So how did you guys meet again?
We met
you got to get up to the mic.
We met 12 years ago on eHarmony.com.
You were mentioning it was the free weekend, wasn't it?
It was a free weekend.
Okay, let's sing.
We're joined in the studio by Jukebox Barbershop Quartet. Gentlemen, please do your thing. All right, we're going to start out with Valentine's. Because we have Valentine's coming up.
Get closer to the mic.
Yeah, sing a song and then we'll get to that.
All right,
here we go. Heart of my heart. Life would be not without you, light of my life, my darling, I love you, I can forget you never, from you I never.
And that sounds like a love song. Now, let's segue into this whole Valentine's Day, what you guys do and how great that is.
We got Give Your Loved One a Singing Valentine, delivered February 14th between 9 in the morning to 7 at night. A long stem red rose, two songs, a card, and a picture delivered by the quartet in tuxedos. Base price, $40. Additional flowers and balloons are extra. For a Valentine's Day call to get this reserved, call Richard at 920-734-9495. That's 734-9495. Or go to www.foxvalleyaires.
Airs, just airs.
Oh, airs.
Foxvalleyaires.
Foxvalleyaires.com.
So What a great gift, right? For $40? I mean, you go to dinner, yeah, it's going to cost you more than that, and you can send this to anyone.
What geographically? What's the range?
Well, right now, we do have different numbers, but I tell you what. Richard, Dick Stat, he'll take care of everything.
Okay.
But we do mainly in the Appleton and Fox Valley area for the Fox Valley Heirs, okay?
Got it.
Right, and then we have the Manitowoc chapter, who does Manitowoc County, and then we have Oshkosh. So we have Oshkosh.
But and it's all through the one...
We have other numbers here that we can post in.
Okay. But if they go to foxvalleyheirs.com, can they arrange for any area?
You bet. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But, Johnny, that's our whole listening area. I mean, think about that. Manitowoc County, Oshkosh County, or I guess it's Winnebago, whatever county that is.
And Outagamie.
Outagamie and then Winnebago. Yeah, that's great. So I talked earlier, Bill, you do a lot with the youth. Tell me what you're working on. We get closer to the mic.
We started a festival every year. We reach out to the high schools, and in Manitowoc County, we have 9 high schools that we work with the musical educators, and we give them free scores of music, free learning tracks for the kids to learn barbershop. So if you ever go to a high school performance, we'd love them to sing a barbershop song. And go ahead.
Yeah, Dennis, jump in. And
I was going to say, do you go straight to the choirs? Do you work with the music directors to reach out to these kids, or how do you reach out to these kids?
You have to go through the musical educator. And if they don't know barbershop, it's so hard because they can't teach it,
right?
Because they didn't learn it like in college. So it's a tough thing, but we have coaches that go out and work with them, and then what we do is every year we have a contest of the best. We have an open invite to any high school quartets, and it's May 17th in Stevens Point.
That's statewide.
Every year. Yep, and it's statewide, so we get them from all over the state, and then we have. Certified judges come in and they judge them just like a contest we would at any one of our contests. And then they when they win, they get the Schmidt Brothers trophy.
I've been there.
So how do they work that in then with their school? Is it part of their grade then? Is it an extracurricular for them? Or how does that does it differentiate between different schools? Or how does that work?
Well, currently everyone goes to that WSMA. It's the musical association, and you go to get you learn a song, and then you can go to that, it's their musical, everyone gets awards for going to those things. You can play the tuba or everything, whatever. But they get quartets together right now to perform, and then they go to state if they perform well. And those are the quartets that come in with
us. So do these educators then, do they choose the kids to do it, or do the kids volunteer? How does that all come together?
A lot of times the kids go to the teacher and say, I like this stuff, I want the music, and then they'll get in contact with us, and then we'll...
You got to admit, it's a little bit of a chick magnet, right?
I mean, you
walk in, before you start singing, no instruments.
Yeah.
Just a pitch pipe, and you can break out in song.
Oh, back in the day, the doo-wop people on the street corners, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's where it was at.
Dennis, for a guy who's been in music all his life and amazingly successful, what do they bring to the table that is a lot harder than people would assume?
The discipline of knowing your part. There's 4 different parts, 4 different harmonies. And for me, learning harmonies was the biggest challenge in singing. I can sing lead, I guess. Depends on who you ask.
Vocalist of the year in the state of Wisconsin.
I think you probably could, too.
But to learn your specific discipline, it's like knowing your role. In knowing what that range is, first of all, you have to learn what is it. You have to diagnose where it is in your singing range, and then how do you fit in with somebody?
Yeah,
there's a lot to it.
And the other thing is that they can't break away to a guitar solo
you're on.
You're your own soloist, if you will.
What else do you hear, Dennis? When you again with these guys harmonizing the way they do, what types of voices, I guess, do you all need? Because, I mean, even for your band, Dennis, you look for certain type things.
Oh, sure.
What does it take,
Yeah, with our group, too, we know kind of what our voices are, where we sit.
Your range.
In the range, right. And from that standpoint, knowing where we are, we kind of know what we're getting into when it comes to singing harmony parts.
Sure.
So it's like, you got the bottom end, you've got the middle, you've got the high, or whatever, break it down. And sometimes we have to split it off depending on the song and who's doing what, concentration with the instruments and what have you.
And if I might add to that, Dennis, We don't have to have four fantastic voices, solo voices, but the key is for them to blend.
Yes.
We get four voices that take their part, and they can get a decent blend.
And I have to ask, is Jim the only one that can't sing in the family? Bill?
tell the truth.
Come on.
Best singer in the family. Dad said it all the time.
He's got a voice, but a little coaching, and I think he'd be great.
I see he would be very coachable. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, more so than...
Me.
Yeah.
Let's do another song real quick.
Okay.
We got about, I don't know, about 4 minutes or so before we go to break. Maybe we'll do another song.
Yep. Here we go. Jukebox.
Barbershop Quartet. Order your Valentine.
I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Yes, sweet calendar girl. I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year. January, we start the year off fine. February, you're my little Valentine. March, gonna march you down the aisle. April, you're the Easter bunny, made me smile. Yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year,
every day of the year.
Maybe if I ask your dad and mom, Junior, let me take you to the junior prom. July, firecrackers all aglow. August, when you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year.
Every day of the year.
September, light your birthday candle, sweet 16. Romeo and Juliet on Halloween. September, you belong to me. December, you're the present neath my Christmas tree. Yeah, my heart's in a whirl.
I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year.
Every day of the year.
Every day,
every day,
every day of the year,
every day of the year.
Very nice. Yeah, I got to tell you something. What you guys mentioned about you're in a home and the lady, and she was tapping her foot. I'm sitting here, I'm tapping my foot. It's like, oh my goodness, that does happen.
Yeah, that was great. Hey, I want to talk about, if we have time, but if people want to get involved in Barbershop, you know, I want to talk about Fox Valley Airs, because that's very important to you guys. They get new members, and it's, I mean, you have to obviously sing an audition to get in, but it's not that stringent, right?
No. And you can try it out for a couple weeks. We meet in Manitowoc, and we got people from Plymouth, from Green Bay, you know, coming in to sing with us. And it's Tuesday nights. 7 to 9, so it's just a 2-hour.
And anybody can come in and they can call. Can they call the same number, this Richard Stratt, just to start, right? And he says, look, I want to join the
yep,
app.
Yep. Okay. And say, I'm from Manitowoc County.
Or that website, I would imagine. Yep. www.foxvalleyaries.com.
And you can find a chorus there. Yeah.
But if you're looking for something to do, I mean, it's a good group of guys.
Oh,
and
my
you
gosh.
Guys have a
brothers.
Lot of fun together.
I absolutely. Mean, it's,
we get along better than brothers. It's amazing how well you guys get along.
And I just want to mention, too, for the Fox Valley Airs, they meet at First English Lutheran Church in Appleton every Tuesday night from 7 to 9:30. Anybody's welcome to come down anytime and join us.
What's the location of First English? Do you remember top of your head?
I don't have the street address, okay. But it's downtown Appleton.
Okay, I have to ask.
Drew Street.
For regular, for rock bands or whatever, it's kind of like, well, the poor drummer, you know, he's, you know, the lead singer, all the ladies like the lead and the bass and all this, yada, yada, yada. What's the hierarchy women-wise as far as the fanhood with you guys?
Oh, it's a lead.
The lead, okay.
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah. Always the lead, huh?
No.
I think we might want to... discuss that a little bit, John.
I would think they would go for the bass guys.
I would think the ladies would spoon for the bass.
Yeah.
You would think.
Thanks,
yeah.
guys.
You know, so we got a couple minutes. We'll come back with more music. So
I got a text there. We love this. Just got a text. Back after this. You guys are awesome.
I had a
to Pier to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hain Meatpacking in Kakana reminds you, in times of war and peace, our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our American soldiers. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in duty and salute those serving today. From Hain Meatpacking in Kakana, serving the community since 1959, visit hainmeats.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Ba 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 baran, ba 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 baran,
ba 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 baran, ba 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 baran, ba 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 baran, ba 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 baran. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, ba baran, ba 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 baran. Went to a dance, looking for romance. Saw Baba Ran, so I thought I'd take a chance. Baba Ran, Baba, Baba, Baba Ran, Baba, Baba, Baba Ran. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Baba Ran, Baba, Baba, Baba Ran,
Baba, Baba, Baba Ran, Baba, Baba, Baba Ran,
Baba, Baba, Baba Ran, Baba, Baba, Baba Ran, Baba, Baba, Baba Ran. Ba 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 ran, you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Ba ba ran, ba 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 ran. Played my favorite tune, danced with Betty Lou. Tried Peggy Sue, but I knew they wouldn't do. Ba ba ran, ba 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 ran. Ba 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 ran, you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Ba ba ran, ba 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 ran.
Ba ba ba
ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
All right, that was awesome, you guys. That was great.
Nicely done.
You did it. So during the break, I was looking to find the location of First English Lutheran Church for those playing, keeping score at home. The location is 326 East North Street, East North Street, Appleton.
But even if you just call this Richard Stadt?
Yeah, if you call Richard Stadt, he could
help direct you to, yep, if you want to join a course or if you want to order a Valentine for your loved one, and they will sing anywhere really in our listening area, Manitowoc, Oshkosh, Appleton. They were just telling us during break about how you can really surprise someone with this singing Valentine. And for $40, it's a great thing to do. So,
got a question here from a listener. Did you guys fight over the colors of the coats? And does that signify something by the color you're wearing?
Red,
you were supposed to be red.
Yeah, and he was blue, but the blue didn't fit him.
Okay, didn't fit him. Okay.
Should I say the red didn't fit him either?
I was going to say, so it went by sizes.
does that flow? Is there give and take with that? Is it...
No.
Okay.
But when you guys walk, you know, through the airport or through into a bar, they kind of know you're together.
They do notice us. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever just break out in song if you're like in a waiting place at an airport or anything like that?
What's real fun is like after we have a over at Dimensions we have a
senior
show,
care place.
Yeah, senior right. place right after this, and then we might go to a pub or something.
That's what I was asking.
Or a restaurant.
Let me tell you, Johnny. And then, do you guys ever pay for your drinks?
Never.
No.
We prefer not to.
Can I borrow one of your suits?
There you go.
Yeah. I got a drawer full of chips.
Anytime, John.
Wow.
If that's the case, I'm going to find myself a suit just like that.
Absolutely. Wow. Sounds like a glam band.
I'll bet. Free hugs?
Exactly.
Just so you know, JCPenney's is out of them.
Doggone it all.
This is cool. Once again, you guys started together how many years ago?
Oh, at least 12 or so, I don't know. But
now, who said they've been doing this for 59 years? Was that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Bill, you've been not too far behind that.
Well, I'm about 30,
about 30 years.
Yeah. Well, Dad was always singing that.
My gosh.
And you say that, you don't have to, like, do barbershop or chorus. You go to the chorus, and you sing with 70, 60, 70, 80 other people. You can find a quartet within that chorus.
Absolutely.
Because you just need the four parts.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so what are the four parts? What's the official designation of the four parts?
Okay, the man that sings the lead is the melody, I should say, is the lead, we call him.
Okay.
The one who sings the third above him, the high notes, the tenor.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the highest.
And then
one,
the one who sings the low part is the bass.
Okay.
And the one who fits in between that is the baritone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is the glue in the quartet. I mean, without I sing baritone. Without the baritone, it's nothing,
it
right?
It's very important.
It's the icing on the cake.
There you go.
Got it. That's what
gotta have
all together.
That brings it all together.
Well, what we say is on a piano, you know, you got all the keys. That's the part that sings in the cracks. It's tough.
And there's a lot of them.
Love it. Once again, give your loved one a singing Valentine delivered on February 14th, 9 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Long stem red rose, two songs, card, and a picture delivered by a quartet in tuxedos. $40 additional flowers and balloons are extra. Call Richard at 920-734-9495. 734-9495 or www.foxvalleyaries.com. So when I was saying errors, I was thinking it was A-I-R, what does the A-R-I-E mean? Errors.
A-R-I-E-S?
Yeah.
That's the way they spell it.
Errors. Oh, it's just, I thought that meant something in the musical world.
Nope.
Okay. Never.
So, gentlemen, how many gigs a year do you do?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, we could do as many, because we could call up or go out there, and there are many places that want us. And what we'll do is we have a lot of birthdays, a lot of hundreds, you know, and stuff like that. And that's been real fun. But we like to put them together. So if we can get like three in one day, that's like doing the show here and going over there and then going out for
We'll something. Also be singing on the Applin Fox Valley Airs Barbershop show, their annual show, Saturday, April 26th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And outstanding.
That's a good
be a
show.
Great show. And we've got the number three quartet in the world coming in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's
and better
be
than that.
Show.
You guys must be at least number one or two then.
With the number one quartet coming
Who's
in.
Who's coming in?
It's Three and a Half Men. They're the international champions this year.
Barbershop Quartet. The name is Jukebox. Bill, Frank, Royal, and Tim. And their motto is make a good time even better. Contact Bill Schmidt, 434-8617. 434-8617. One more on the way out to end the week for us, gentlemen.
Let me call you, sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll discuss with Sandy Williams of the direction of our nation under President Donald Trump. Talk with Bob Amsterdam about the Ukrainian Orthodox Church.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A significant step in the search for answers in the plane-helicopter collision over the Potomac River. Here's ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
The black boxes from the American Airlines plane, transported in the same water they were pulled from to preserve the integrity of the recordings, now in the hands of the NTSB for evaluation. An early focus for the investigation, the flight path of the helicopter. Preliminary data showing it was flying at about 350 feet when it should have been under 200.
67 people were killed in that crash. 40 bodies found so far. Divers are returning to the river today. President Trump planned to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. Canadian Premier Doug Ford vowing to counterpunch by pulling American alcohol off store shelves in Ontario. Hamas says it will release three more hostages tomorrow as a part of the Gaza ceasefire talks. Keith Siegel, an American-Israeli citizen, among them. This is ABC News.